Hi, I'm Patricia Moreno, and this is your Intensati Pep Talk on being the master of your mouth. Intensati is a lifestyle practice. It's a mind, body, and spiritual practice. It's a practice of training yourself to be the change that you want to see. So this topic of being the master of your mouth is about being very conscious of the power of the words that we use on a daily basis. What words do you say after I am? How do you describe yourself? How do you describe your situation? How do you describe your life? When you're talking to your friends, what do you talk most often about? What's going right or what's going wrong? If you're like most people, you're talking about what's going wrong, what you don't like, what's not working out. Intensati is the practice of no longer using our words just to describe our life, but actually using our words to transform our life, to change our state, to shift our perception, to cause a new effect. Understanding that the words that we use, the words that we speak on a daily basis, the words that we think, how we narrate life as we go through our day, are what are causing our life. And that when we train ourselves to be the master of our mouth, we train ourselves to be the master of our circumstances. So think about this. Think about something that you've been complaining about recently. Maybe it's your body. It's not thin enough. It's not strong enough. It's not pretty enough. It's not attractive enough. It's not lean enough. It's not flexible enough. You don't like it. You're overweight. What are some of the things that you complain about? When you look in the mirror, what do you say about yourself in the mirror? When you look at certain body parts and you compare with other people, what are those things that you say? Think about it for a second. Then ask yourself, well, if this is my complaint, I'm not thin enough, I'm not fit enough, then what is it that you actually want? Well, I want to be fit. I want to be thin. I want to be stronger. I want to feel sexy. I want to look better. I want to feel proud of myself. So then take that desire and make it into an I am statement. I am strong. I am fit. I am lean. I am sexy. I am attractive. And you start using that as your inner dialogue. Now, some people say, well, that just is silly because I can't say those words because I'm not that. Well, you're using your words to transform your perception of yourself. You're using your words to wake up that desire and focus on who you want to be versus complaining about where you are. When we use our powerful words in this way, we start causing a new effect. We're not using these words to pretend that we're already thin when we're actually feeling overweight. It's not a game of just pretending that we are that and moving into it or living into it. It's using the words that we want to live into to transform our state of mind so that the vision becomes clear, so that we think about what that body looks like, what the fit body feels like, and that inspires the actions that will cause that result. So be the master of your mouth. Wherever you're complaining, define what the complaint is. Ask yourself, well, what is it that I do want? Instead of focusing on what I don't want and don't like, what do I want? And then make that an I am statement. Then write your I am statements on a piece of paper. Place it by your bed. Have it be the last thing that you think about or read before you go to sleep. Then have it be the first thing that you read and think about when you wake up. And when you're reading it and thinking about it, envision it. Be in that body. Be the final result. Feel it. What does it feel like to be fit? What does it feel like to be strong? Imagine it. Call that body into being. Call it in. And then as you do this throughout your day, another great thing is to set an alarm on your phone and maybe do it 2 or 3 times a day and just repeat your statements again. Let yourself want it. Let yourself imagine it. Let yourself think about it. And that'll shift you from the complaining, which is really a waste of time, and complaining is just praying for more of what you don't want, to really being a participant in the change that you want to see. And using your words and flipping your script is the first action to take. So be the master of your mouth. Start to shift your complaints into creation processes and opportunities for you to really shift your destiny. So I hope you enjoyed this pep talk on being the master of your mouth. And I hope you'll train yourself and remember this. You are powerful beyond measure. You are stronger than you seem. You're braver than you think. And you are blessed with all you need. Thank you for listening. If you want to find more information on Intensati or living a Sati life, go to satilife.com, SATILIFE.com. Follow me on Twitter, on @Intensati, on Facebook. You can find it on I Love Intensati or Patricia Moreno fan page, or on Instagram, Patricia Moreno 33. I look forward to seeing you someplace, sometime soon. Have a great day.